Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Around 70 year round.
just, you know, hover right there in that time, in that perfect frame. Probably doesn't exist, but, you know,
no.
Maybe in my mind, or, you know, Camelot, or, you know, once it never rained till after sundown. But, hey, I even managed not to break into song, so this is good.
Uh-huh. But, there you go.
Don't want to scare off any of the listeners this early in the show. I want them to wait until they have a chance to really hear me and get scared. So tonight we are joined by Dave Sassman. I'm going to bring him on here in just a minute, who is with the Pagan Education Network and is putting together an Earth-Centered Clergy Conference, and has asked us to come speak, so we're pretty excited about that. That's going to be happening, I think, 9th of March, that weekend of the 9th of March next year. So anyway, let's go ahead and bring Dave in.
Okay.
Dave, are you with us?
I hope so.
Hi, Dave.
All right.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. How are you tonight?
Catching my breath. It's been a crazy day.
I understand that. Yeah, I took some vacation time, so when I got back to work, those that are regular listeners know I teach fiber optics, and I walked in after vacation, being gone for a week, walk in Wednesday morning, straight into a classroom with students sitting there looking at me, waiting for me to impart whatever it is I'm there to impart. And it has been a two-day dead run with this class, and I'm just now catching my breath as well. So I get it completely. But we're glad that you're here.
Well, thanks for having me. I look forward to filling you in on all the details I've got.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. So now, the craziness you've been having today, was it good crazy or bad crazy?
A mix. I had a doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock, and then from 10 to 2, I worked a veteran stand down. I took an hour off and then had to go down and help my guy print our newsletter, and I'm with you now.
All right. Excellent. All right. So it has been kind of busy. So there are out there, I'm sure, a few listeners that are not familiar with Dave Sassman, and this is your opportunity to tell our listeners who you are and all about Dave Sassman.
Oh dear. Let me see.
Hey, I warned you about this. It's not even like I'm springing it on you. I told you.
Dave, try to be as verbose as possible. We have an hour to fill.
Okay. So are you telling me to stretch it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm 70 years old.
My syllabic answers will not go well.
I'm 70 years old, and I've been on the path of the goddess for about 30 years. I'm an ordained circle sanctuary minister. I'm the executive director of the Pagan Educational Network. I'm on two board of directors, one for the Indy Vet House, which is like a Ronald McDonald House for veterans, and for the Marion County Veteran Services Organization. I'm an eight-year veteran of the Air Force. I'm married with 11 grandchildren.
Wow.
What else would you like to know?
Well,
that's pretty good stuff, Robin. What questions do you got?
Well, tell us a little bit about the Pagan Education Network.
Okay. The Pagan Educational Network, or PEN, as we so adoringly try to refer to her, has been around since 1993. It was originated in Bloomington, Indiana, by Carol Adair, and its goal was to be the public relations arm of the community. That vision was not fulfilled to Carol's pleasure, so she decided to move on and gave Penn to Nancy Machen, who moved it up to Porter, Indiana, and maintained it for about 6 or 7 years. And then she got a hold of me and said, if you don't take it, I'm going to close it up. And 501c3s are hard to get a hold of and expensive, so I said, okay. Since then, we have expanded it to a prison ministry, a veterans ministry, military ministry, hospital ministry, and a homeless ministry. And we dovetail all of those things with projects that Circle Sanctuary is involved in. But I keep it kind of local because I'm in Indianapolis and Circle is up at Barnegat, Wisconsin, so it's about a 7-hour trip.
Okay.
We have had two conferences that Penn sponsored. One was in 98 and the other one was in 2001, which caused a lot of angst because it was called the Pagan Leadership Program and nobody thought that was proper. because it was restricted to leaders on a national level, and of course the local guys got their nose bent out of joint. So you can't please everybody.
Yeah. Understood. All right. Well, yeah, I was glancing through the copy of the newsletter that you had sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some pretty interesting stuff going on, and it's pretty exciting to see, somebody doing the good work in the community. And I do some classes with some of the correctional institutions in Pennsylvania. We've got some. We have a program from my company where we're working with instructors in the prisons, and I do a few of the career fairs. I'm kind of the go-to guy that will go to the career fairs and speak to the soon-to-be out in the community,
mm-hmm.
people looking to find a career and do something besides go back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of exciting to to work with these people that are really desperately trying to get out and get something so that they can do something different with their life. And seeing your stuff here about the prison ministries was pretty interesting from where I sit and the kind of work I do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's for a lot of people, it's a dream to become a minister. But they think that being a minister is only baby christenings and weddings, and there are other challenges in the ministry work, such as prisons or hospitals or funerals, that they don't want anything to do with. But when you put on the mantle of minister, you really can't restrict what you will or will not do, because every day is different. About the only phone call I don't jump out of bed at is if it comes from a jail, because I know he's not going to go anywhere for a while. But if it's a hospital, I'll be at the bedside as quick as I can be there.
Well, you know, absolutely. I used to tell people all the time that, you know, don't tell me you want to be clergy if you're not going to answer the phone at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, are you clergy at 3 in the morning as quickly as you're, you know, clergy at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Exactly.
You know, when we decide that we are going to be servants, we don't get to set the schedule all the time.
No.
And
we don't set the schedule any time.
Well, you know, I mean, to a certain degree, you can say, okay, we're gonna do a counseling session at this time of the day, or you know, in these office hours, and you can
right.
do that to a certain degree. But when the stuff happens, when life happens, you just got to be there.
Right. Right.
And you know, that's the part that a lot of people miss. Like you were saying, it's, you know, not all. It's not all wickenings and weddings. It's, you know, it's life and the end of life and, you know, all that goes with it.
Well, we have progressed from the early days of Ray Buckland, Goddess bless him, and Selena Fox, and Goddess bless her, and the early ministers from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. Now we who choose to become ministers have to look at a broader spectrum of services that we have to be trained to provide. If you go to Universal Life Church, you can get a credential that's not worth the paper it's printed on. In most states now, but it's still a credential, but it doesn't give you the tools that you're going to need to marry anybody, let alone make a hospital visit.
Hmm.
Well, are you ever really prepared for a hospital visit, though?
No, never.
I mean, you're never really prepared for your first one. You just aren't.
Well, that's true, but if there are training programs available that will at least give you a thumbnail sketch of what you may encounter, that's something in your toolbox you can carry with you. But
yeah.
if you don't misunderstand me, please. If you work the ranks of third, second, first degree, whatever tradition you follow, you're not going to become a minister. You'll become a priest or a priestess, but not really a minister. Because a minister can go into a hospital at 3 o'clock in the morning and not have a lick of problems. A high priest or high priestess is going to be challenged. And it's just
unless they're prepared to be a minister.
Unless they're prepared to be a minister, correct. But most high priests and high priestesses really haven't explored the minister angle of it. It's more coven-related management and celebration.
Well, I'll go along with that. Yeah, you know, and that's actually a conversation that Robin and I have on an occasional basis, where you know we're discussing, you know, what is, you know, that role, and what is that preparation? What do you, you know, what do you need to know to be a minister versus, you know, a high priest or high priestess? So I think that might be the segue. I think that might be the segue into the upcoming Earth-Centered Clergy Conference.
Okay. We can talk about that.
I thought it'd be kind of cool.
The genesis of it was I'd been a Circle Sanctuary minister for about 6 years. And I started looking at my shortcomings, the areas that I was ill-prepared for immediately after my ordination. I received a phone call at midnight from Washington State, and this gal wanted me to visit her father, who was dying in the local hospital. I wasn't prepared for that. I did it, but I wasn't prepared for it. And so the idea of how can ministers and high priests, high priestesses, and other folks in authority positions within the community get the tools that they're going to need to better service their community. And so we got together, the board of directors of Penn, and had a couple of discussions about should we investigate this workshop, this conference, this weekend, this whatever we're going to call it, and decided that, yes, it would be beneficial to many, many people. So if you are ordained on a path to ordination, are a high priest or high priestess or a leader in the community, this event is open to you. It's going to be very ministerial specific. It's going to be short and intensive. We're only going to have maybe five tracks, and each track is going to be repeated at least once so that you can go to all of the tracks and take away the tools that you were lacking when you came to the conference. We're not going to be able to address all of the facets of ministerial work in 2.5 days, but we're going to hopefully fill in some of the gaps that the attendees are lacking. And when they get home, they will be better prepared to serve their community.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the other speakers. You know, Robin and I are excited about participating and about helping with this, great work. But I will, for myself, say that I'm looking forward to hearing some of the other speakers, and learning what other people have to share as well.
Okay. So, well, we have you confirmed. We have Patty Whittington from About.com confirmed. And we have River and Joyce Higginbotham from St. Louis confirmed. We're still working on a couple more.
I'm looking forward to seeing River and Joyce again. I haven't seen them in a couple of years.
And each presenter will bring their own skills and their own talents to the conference. But it will be clergy focused. And I don't mean to chase anybody away with that, but that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be a convocation, and I've gone to convocation many times, where there are 75 workshops in 3.5 days. That's not going to happen because you can't learn anything.
Right.
So it's going to be intensive, but I hope we can turn it into a fun educational event. And if I make a mistake, let me know.
Well, there will always be someone there to tell you when you made a mistake. That is for sure.
Absolutely. I know, because I started with the help of a lot of folks. I started the Indianapolis Masquerade Ball and Chrysalis Moon festivals in the Midwest. Everybody was a critic, but they didn't want to do the work.
Back when I was running the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance festivals with the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance, anytime I had a rule, and I used to tell our staff this, anytime anybody comes up to you and they have a complaint, ask them politely what their solution, their suggestion of a solution might be, and then ask them if they'd take care of that. either going into the next event or today, if the garbage is full in the garbage in the girls' bathroom and you don't like it, how about you go back and empty it? I'll send one of my staff with you to help you.
Nancy Montrin was involved with a Northwestern Neanderthal Association, and when people would say you ought to, that was an automatic volunteer that you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pretty much worked the same way.
Yeah, why don't you take care of that? That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that to people. I've done that to more than one person. And it's very effective. I have found some great leaders from putting them on the spot like that. And when they step up, they suddenly get a different idea, a different look at.
And when they step up and you step back, they say, where have you been?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great way to collect
aboard.
People.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I've got to tell you, this first 30 minutes has flown by. We are already at very nearly the bottom of the hour, and I think we should go ahead and follow up this pause. Let's take a break. We're going to listen to a song by Wendy Rule. We're going to listen to Guided by Venus by Wendy Rule, and then we've got to play an ad and do a couple of things, and we'll be back very shortly. Everybody stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Love, herald the dawn. Ship is strong and has weathered the storm. You and I reborn.
Uncharted sea. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Feller, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And tonight, we are also joined by our special guest, Dave Sassman. Hi, Robin. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. So, Dave, before the break, we were talking about the Earth-Centered Clergy Conference that's coming up. And, I'm excited about participating in something like this, and also to seeing Joyce and River again. Haven't seen them in a while, and just seeing what you pull together for this. So, thank you for inviting us. What else do you want people to know about the event? I know it's going to be at the Clarion Resort in Indianapolis. What else did you want to tell people?
The Clarion has a wonderful breakfast, which is included in your rooms. The organizers are going to take you out for dinner, probably on Friday night, I believe, and then we'll probably have some sort of a pizza gathering on Saturday, and that's all included in your registration. So registration is $120 until November, I think, and then it goes up. Room rates, I believe, are $76 plus tax, and it's a very nice hotel. They've just redone most of the rooms and the lobby, so it's sparkly new. And it's free parking, and we're on the west side of town, right at 465 and Crawfordsville Road in that area. It's going to be nice. It's convenient. I think it's pretty low cost, given the what we're going to provide for you guys.
And what would the closest airport be?
Pardon?
What would the closest airport be?
They changed the name. Weir Cook International.
Weir Cook, okay.
Yeah. Indianapolis International Airport.
Okay.
That is probably less than 6 miles away.
Oh, awesome. That's close. Good.
Okay, so what's the airport code for that? Do you by any chance know?
Indy, I-N-D-Y, I think, or I-N-D-P.
Okay. Now, I think in airport codes anymore as much as I'm on airplanes going somewhere, so I was just curious what that code was.
I'm not sure.
Okay. And the and you were saying something about the room rate being 79, and I booked hotels all over the country, and that is a way good price.
Yeah, it is.
We negotiated pretty strenuously for that rate. So.
Yeah, well done.
Because we don't know what occupancy is going to be. Since this is a first time event, we don't know if we're going to have 15 people or 150 people.
Right. And so that's part of my question. How can we help you get the word out about this? Besides having you on the show, obviously, have you considered giving us like a pre-recorded advertisement that we could run, or?
I will start working on that.
Good boy.
All right.
Pat him on the head. Good boy.
I like him. He's quick.
Yeah, we will certainly play an ad, and we will make sure it's played three times a week.
Okay.
Until.
Yep.
I will start working on that.
All right, very cool. And we will, of course, be telling people about it every week as we, at the end of the show, we're always talking about what do we have coming up. Where can you come see us, and that sort of thing. So we'll be talking about come see us at this event. So we'll be talking about it in addition to, the ad and bringing you back sometime in first part of February to revisit this conversation. Is the registration form online somewhere?
It should be at earthcenteredclergyconference.org, and it will be at the Earth Centered Clergy Conference Facebook page later tonight.
Okay. And you said it was .org?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's Earth Centered Clergy Conference, and I either misspelled it or did something wrong here. It's conf, conf.
Okay.
.org.
We had that conversation. I'd forgotten we decided on conf. So.
That's cool. Yeah. That's why I was going in and looking for it. So it's Earth Centered Clergy conf.org.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there listening that wants to go sign up, that's the place to go look at the website. And you said there is a Facebook page, Earth Centered Clergy Conference Facebook page.
Correct.
And here it is. And the registration form
is not up there. It will be later.
It is already
tonight.
Online. It is. It is.
Oh,
let's see. Under registration, it's got the conference prices. And,
okay.
Yep, and a form and everything.
Excellent. My webmaster's doing
her job.
So it
is. Yeah. So there is a way up there to go ahead and get registered, and so very cool. Well, I wanted to make sure that people out there listening to us knew how to find it.
Excellent.
So they can find it online at earthcenteredclergyconf.org, and go there and check out the. Check out the website. It's got stuff on the workshops, some The beginnings of the presenter bios, those of us that haven't sent them in, of course, yet, spanked my hand. They're not up yet, but we will correct that oversight. You get us the ad, we'll get you bios. How's that
okay.
for a deal?
All right.
And, you know, I'd like to say that for people who are contemplating whether they would like to go or not, anytime you have an event that's in its birthing stages, if you will, it's a new event, it's such a great opportunity to get in and have access to the people and really have a wonderful experience with the presenters and with each other, because it will be intimate and it will be intense and it will be small, centric, and you'll walk away from, you know, an event like that with a real sense of community and having connected with people in a way you might not if there were, you know, 1,000 people there. Now, I've been to small, intimate events, and I've been to big events, and they both have their great things about them. But the beginning events that are really a sense of community, people getting to know each other and friendly. And then when you come back the following year and it's built a little bit and it's a little bit bigger, you have that sense of coming home, and it's just so nice. So I encourage people, this is an opportunity to get in and become a member of that initial family. And meet us all and talk to everybody. And you know, I just always try to encourage people to get out, stretch a little bit, do something that you might not normally do, and it will always pay off in the long run. So come and join us and see us at this event and learn and take it home and share it with people that you love and enrich their lives. That's the pebble in the pebble in the pond, right?
That's exactly right.
Be the pebble.
Yeah, and being to the first of something is always special.
Agreed.
You know, I mean, you can't replace that "I was there at the beginning" kind
mm-hmm.
of camaraderie.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, other people will come to the next one. It will be bigger, but it won't be the first. And you'll be a veteran. And, you know, there's something kind of cool about that all by itself. So be there with us the first time so you can be the veteran next time. All right, well, we are coming up on the quarter hour. Dave, did you have anything else you wanted to share? Anything that we didn't ask you? Anything that you want to tell the listeners?
If you're in Louisville Saturday, we'll be at the Louisville Pagan Pride. We'll have a pen booth right next to the Wizards Emporium booth. If you're in Indianapolis, we'll be at the Indy Pagan Pride on the 24th. We'll be at the Penn booth right next to Wizards Emporium at Broad Ripple Park. That's what I'm going to be doing.
All right. Sounds like you're going to be out there doing the good work.
Well, I we all have battles to fight, and some are good and some are not so good, and if we all accomplish a little, then we all gain a lot.
Very true.
Could not agree more. So if someone wants to get in touch with you or Penn, how does someone get in touch with you directly?
Right now, the easiest way to get hold of Penn or me is through my email address, because our website is under renovation. you can find the old one, but none of the links work. So just get a hold of me at RevDave, RevDaveCS, @gmail.com.
Okay. What about a Facebook page or anything like that?
You can get a hold of me on my Facebook page, Dave Saston. You can get a hold of me through the Penn Facebook page or the Earth Center Clergy Conference Facebook page. And let me make a little comment. There is a movement within the pagan community to get away from pagan because of the historic baggage that it's had. Many of the folks are starting to use earth-based faith groups as opposed to pagan. So that's why we've chosen to go with earth-based clergy as opposed to pagan clergy.
No, I mean, I'm okay with that. I understand exactly what you're saying. And this goes to another conversation that I've been having recently with Robin and with others about reaching out to people who consider themselves spiritual, maybe earth-based, but don't identify themselves specifically as pagan. I call them kind of the small-p pagans. But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, calling it earth-centered, I can embrace that. It's something that gets people's minds wrapped around a deist kind of feeling and, you know, the mother, and without putting a big bunch of trapping on it. So I can kind of
get more
with the earth-centered, yeah, accessible, there's the word.
Yep.
So.
And I don't know if you set up any events similar to this or anything else, but you go into a place to rent a ballroom, and you're going to have a pagan gathering, and they look at you, and they're not really sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, years and years ago, when I was first looking for a place for the Mid-Atlantic Pagan Alliance events, we went to a Girl Scout camp, and the Girl Scouts looked at us and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't rent to pagan organizations."
Right.
And it was just such a surprise to me that they would have such a negative connotation, and they were just adamant, "We are a private corporation. We don't have to rent to anybody we don't want to rent to." So boo on the Girl Scouts. But, you know, I wonder if, you know, 20 years ago, if I had said earth-centered spiritual group, you know, if it would have been received differently.
Well, there are more and more goddess-focused events in Girl Scouts now than there were 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, that is true, too. But, yeah.
So, it's not that we're trying to disguise anything. It's just we're using an up-to-date modern term as opposed to a term that's sadly distasteful in a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Well, it was originally a derogatory term used by the Romans for those people that lived out in the wilderness.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's been used as a derogatory term since it was coined as a word.
Uh-huh.
We just tried in our community to embrace the outside the orthodoxy kind of quality of it. And so, you know, these things come in waves. And like, you know, using Robin's word, earth-centered is far more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly more descriptive.
Yeah.
Well, and it's also it also opens up the conference to non-pagans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was what we were talking about, was that, you know, the ones I used to call the small p pagans, that are, they have an expression of faith that is not necessarily polytheistic. But they have leanings and understanding of the mother and our need to care for the earth and nature, and they have a lot more in common with us than not common, yet
right.
they don't consider themselves, they have an expression of faith that precludes working with pagans, but doesn't preclude working with other earth-centered persons. So,
well, yeah,
it
also is inclusive for indigenous peoples.
Oh, can I add one more thing? Do I have a minute?
While we are
at Louisville, we will be hosting a warrior blessing ritual for all veterans, active duty, first responders. Please come out and join us. If you are a earth-centered spiritual folk or pagan, we will be issuing the pagan military service ribbons at that event. That's something that the Circle Sanctuary brought out about 7 years ago, and I think we've issued over 600 since then.
Hmm.
And it's a nice little red, white, and blue ribbon with a gold acorn in the center that represents the acorn is a symbol in many, many paths for future growth and spirituality. So if you're in Louisville, come out to Pagan Pride, participate in the Warrior Blessing Ritual, and hope to see you there.
Awesome.
Excellent. All right, thanks for being with us. Stick around for a couple of minutes after the show. I'd like to talk with you. But in the meantime, Robin, darling, my lady, would you tell all the kind people out there how to get in touch with us?
Absolutely. If you'd like to get in touch with either Terry or myself, feel free to email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We both check that email address, and please, we get a lot of email at that address. Please put something in the subject line that will clue us in that it's a question from somebody regarding the radio station or the services that we provide through Little Stone Bridge, counseling, health coaching, life coaching, just in general, giving workshops, showing up at events, giving talks, group counseling, drumming circles, therapeutic drumming, you name it. We do it. feel free to reach out to that email address. But also, you can reach Terry or myself at our Facebook pages. And my Facebook page is Robin A. McKean. And Terry is Rev Terry Power HP. So you can reach out to us that way. There's also the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page. So if you had questions about where we were going to be or you wanted to send us a message, you know, asking us to appear at an event, that's a great place to reach out and do that as well. There's also one more email address, as if we don't have enough contact stuff, ways to contact us, which is the radio station email address, which I can never remember because it's in my mind it's backwards. And it is, Terry, you're going to say it, which is?
It is surn.org@gmail.com.
That's the one.
That's it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, the dot org and the gmail.com just plays with her head so badly.
I just refuse to embrace it.
A little bit of programming notes. Next week, Voice of Olympus on Monday night will be about Atlantis and the Unaria Revelations, the third show on this. Hercules and Athena always do a wonderful show on Monday nights. On Tuesday the 13th, Robin will be speaking. I may or may not make it into part of that episode. I've got a class that runs from 5 until 9 every night next week. So this may be Robin and special guest, but we're going to be talking about invoking or evoking deity at the in the rituals. As we continue our discussion of ritual components, a week from tonight is going to be a special replay of the Amakela and Ariana interview with Oshun Gaya that we talked about. We talked with them on the 18th last month, and we're going to replay that episode. So you don't want to miss out on that.
We've had so many requests that people want to hear that again. And some people don't have the capability to download. So, because when I say, oh, well, just go to the website and download it. Oh, no, I can't do that. Can you just would it be possible to replay that? And can you do it soon? So we are acquiescing to all the voices we've heard asking to please have us replay that show. So, and it gives me a night off. Yay.
Yeah, and I'll be in class, so it really kind of came at the Holy One's answer. When we need something, the Holy One's answer.
Let's see.
Then on the 29th, 3 weeks from tonight, want to let everybody know that we'll be talking with Raven and Stephanie Grimassi.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 6th of October, will be our open night. That's our open topic night, and you never know what you might get. So it may be an Ask a Witch. So email your questions to that littlestonebridge@gmail.com address. Make sure you put question for Ask a Witch or something in the subject line. And our Maybon ritual will be on the 20th. That night, we will be celebrating Maybon Lamas, whatever you want to call it, in your tradition, but we will be celebrating on the 20th of this month. That's a couple of weeks from now. Where will we be where you can see us? The two things that are locked in right now are, of course, the Earth-Centered Clergy Conference in March next year, and the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November, we will be at the Florida Pagan Gathering Samhain event. And so a couple of other Pagan Pride events in the area we're still talking about, but those are the two things that are certainly locked in. So I think that pretty well covers everything. My lady, did you have anything else?
Nope, I think I'm good. I just wanted to thank our guest and Dave. You know, thank you for putting in all the work that you do with Penn and the veterans. Obviously, are near and dear to your heart, and we appreciate that. Terry's an Air Force veteran. I'm sure you're aware of that. So many of my friends are veterans, and so I just wanted to say thank you personally for all of the hard work that you do, and putting together events is a labor of love, and I know how hard it is, so thank you.
All right. So, Dave, thank you for being with us. Thanks to all of our listeners, all of you out here. We could have gotten together and had this conversation amongst ourselves. We are here because you guys listen and you guys give us ideas, and we appreciate all of you being with us tonight. I guess that's it. Dave, did you have any final words that you wanted to share?
No, but thank you for having me on, and I appreciate everything that you guys do, and I look forward to working with you on this conference and perhaps more in the future.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, with that, I think it is a perfect time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Back issues, they let them rest for a couple of weeks at the end of the year.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember,
all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.